This episode of the Old Dogs REI Network is brought to you by Mino Studio. Welcome to the Old Dogs REI Network, where cash flow is king. Real estate investing, the means, so you can enjoy your retirement dreams. This is the show where we cut right to the chase. No sales pitch, no long monologues, just simple how-to real estate investing advice, so you can earn the passive income you need to enjoy your retirement today. And now, your host and chief old dog, Bill Manicero.
Hello, old dogs, and welcome to
Fun Facts Friday.
This is our once-a-week, only-on-Friday show, where we have special episodes not featuring guests, where I will share tricks, tips, terminology, and techniques that will help skyrocket you to real estate investing success. Today's topic is Ask Bill. These are these monthly meetings that we have where I answer questions from you guys. And I would invite you to send more questions to me. I love to answer your questions. In fact, I just sit around waiting for my email just to go bing, bing, you know, and have these questions coming in. So I would just invite you to send your questions in. Anyway, so today's questions are newbie questions about their first purchase, coaching mentoring programs, and out-of-country investing. Okay, so my first question here is actually from Laura, okay? And this is actually more than one question. There's a bunch of stuff here, but I'm going to try and read it as fast as I can. And I'm going to try to zip through these, so we're going to see how well this can happen here. Bill. Hi, Bill. My husband just turned 55 and I'm 53. Welcome to the Old Dogs Club, you guys. We are ready to close a deal with, name excluded here, a turnkey provider for our first property. And I keep second guessing myself. We are paying cash and I'm not sure that was the best idea, but I can't change that. I think our next property will be closer to home. My husband is a contractor. Wow, great thing. And would like to do the work to fix up our next place. I can't seem to wrap my head around how buying properties with the leverage is going to benefit us. We always have some cash flow after paying the mortgage and all expenses. I guess it's good. Well, we should use any extra money to pay the debts down. So in 10 years or so, we'll have the debt paid down and have more cash flow for use for living. Then when we want to retire and use the cash flow, it's okay to have all that leverage. I just need a simple explanation of what seems complicated to me. Can you direct me to a resource that will help me? Thanks so much, Laura. Well, Laura, this is a great question here. Actually, a series of questions here. But I just want to first, you know, thank you for sending this in. And I think it's great because it pertains to a lot of folks out there that are newbies that are struggling with getting started. Now, the neat thing is you guys have taken that step, and that's great. So there's some good things to that. So let me just kind of recap some of the things I'm going to try to attempt to answer here. And the first one is not sure if paying cash up front for a property was the best decision. Number one. Number two, husband's a contractor, want to use his skills for the project. We'll talk about that. Can't see how buying with leverage can benefit you. We'll talk about that. Want to pay down mortgages as soon as possible before retirement. Want to talk about that. Number five, simple explanation. Well, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do that, but I'm going to try my best. And wants a resource that can help you. Well, I'm going to be the resource in the beginning here, and I will throw out some ideas for other resources. In fact, I might even say right up front, one of my best resources when I started was biggerpockets.com. Go ask your questions, get in the forums, interact, make friends. It's a great place to get to people that know and to get good answers, okay? So first off, buying your first investment property can always be a little bit scary. And I'd like to address a key thing that just kind of pops out in your email to me. And the first question that comes to my mind is, why are you investing in real estate in the first place? It sounds kind of obvious in that you're saying you want extra cash flow for retirement. And that's why many of us do this. But there's also a bigger and deeper reason behind a lot of this too. And sometimes you want the extra cash flow so you can visit your kids or your grandkids, or be able to help out with, you know, maybe their first home purchase, or maybe there's a wedding that's coming up, or maybe you want to travel more, whatever it is. I mean, get to your why. And this is what I think is key, really, really important to you, is know your why before you buy. Okay, we can wrap that here. Know your why before you buy. Okay, well, the idea here, and this is really important, you got to know that why, and you got to write it down too, is fully understand the real reasons behind your decision to invest in real estate in the first place. This is critical, because once you fully understand your why, first off, it'll relieve a lot of fear and anxiety, because everything that you're doing makes sense, okay? It may not always guarantee that it's the best purchase or the best move, but it makes sense, and that relieves a lot of that anxiety. It'll put confidence in your rental property purchases. Take the time to identify your why, okay? What is your motivation for getting involved in real estate in the first place? Try to understand that, and you can start to explore a little bit better the how, and I'll talk about that in a second. But first, on the why, I'd recommend podcast number 122, okay, called The Importance of Knowing Your Why. And I go into a lot about how to find out what your why is. Once you know your why, you can start to define your how, which outlines in detail exactly how you're going to achieve your why and how long it will take. How you're going to get there is mapped out in your real estate investing strategic plan. Now, this doesn't have to be, I know it sounds kind of ominous ominous. Is there such a word as ominous? Sounds like a communist without any communication. Okay, no, I don't know. But anyway, the idea is that you will have a good foundation for what you're going to do, okay? And it's written in writing, so you can refer to it, you can take notes in it, you can revise it as you go along. But with a plan, you're much better off getting where you want to get. It's like having a map. It's like having GPS, okay? I don't think people have maps anymore, but everybody has GPS, right? So that's what you want to try to map out. And so on this one, I would say check out podcast 166, okay? It's called Writing Your 2018 Strategic Plan. Now, there's a whole bunch of others about plans and goals and so forth that you can access, but this one is the most current, so that might give you some, at least a good ballpark of how to put a plan together. Okay, so let's say, for example, part of your plan in putting it all together is to acquire 5 houses to generate an additional $1,000 a month in monthly cash flow for your retirement, okay? So you work backwards from there. What do I have to do to get a house? You know, what kinds of things do I have to do? I have to contact brokers? Do I have to do direct mail? How many of those am I going to have to do a month? How many calls will I make? How many direct mail pieces will I mail? I mean, you break everything into these little tiny pieces, and they fit all together to achieve your why, your goal, your overall mission and objective, okay? That's the first thing that comes to mind. Another thing is, all of us were scared on our first investment, so don't feel bad about that. It's perfectly normal, and you're taking your hard-earned money. This is money that it's taken years for you to accumulate, and you're investing it in something, and you want to make sure that you're not going to lose that money. And so that's a healthy fear to have. There's nothing wrong with that. That just hopefully will be more motivation for you to try even harder to do your due diligence and always make sure you buy right. Okay. Everything new, to us is always a little scary, but after we've done that, that's just a temporary thing. After that, it becomes old hat and it gets really easy. And after each property, it's going to get easier and easier. So, it's great. I mean, what I've always said is that really the true education starts. You can read all the books and listen to all the podcasts you want, but the real education starts after that first purchase. That's where you really start to learn. And that's a good thing, okay? Because you want to learn. And it's real life and it's not just theory, okay? You really want to learn. So take that step. Take that step. I can't say that enough, but, again, know your why, identify, put your plan together. Those are all key elements here, okay? Another thing, too, that, it's just don't let that fear, it's like a creepy, crawly thing that can get in your life, and you can walk around in fear for the rest of your life, and don't let it take a hold. I think it's healthy to have fear. It's a good thing because it motivates us to do the right thing, to do the research that we need to do, but don't let it take over, okay? Don't be afraid of mistakes. Okay, that's another thing. A lot of people are fearful of making a mistake. Oh, what if I make a mistake? Well, we're going to make them. So, you know, if you're thinking you're not going to make mistakes, this is the wrong profession or the wrong investment for you, because you are going to make mistakes, but try to make as minor of mistakes as you can, you know, to really reduce that. So embrace the mistakes as part of that learning experience, that Harvard degree on real estate investing that you're going to obtain at the end of all of this, right? So you're doing this through a turnkey person. I'm not generally a big fan of turnkey, but I'll tell you right off the bat, that's how I bought my first four properties. So what am I talking about? Well, I just had some bad experiences, and they happened kind of after the fact. I probably shouldn't have bought all four, you know, with turnkey. I think you're buying your first one with turnkey, which is great. And the reason why is it does make it easier for you to make that first purchase, because whether it's real or not, there's a perception there that really I don't have to do as much as I would if I didn't have a turnkey. In other words, it's already rehabbed. I don't have to find the tenants. I don't have to find the property manager. Everything's already done for me. Now, granted, that could be something that's an illusion too. There are sometimes some built-in problems there, but the idea is it's as worry-free as you can get, you know, in that first purchase. So you don't have to worry about a lot of these simple things. So that'll free you up to learn how to be a landlord in your first year where you're with your first property, dealing with property managers, tenants, expenses, managing your business. And I might emphasize, yes, it is a business. It's not just an investment. It's a business. Okay. It's got profit and losses, and you have to treat it like that. Working with a turnkey provider can actually help reduce a lot of your anxiety. And that's, you know, kind of why I did it in the beginning, because I didn't know what the heck I was doing. And I hoped that they did, and kind of found out that maybe they didn't know everything that I thought they did. But nonetheless, it reduced my anxiety and allowed me to get my foot in the door and to get my first property. So you know, I'm saying that if you don't have to go through a turnkey, great, you know, no problem. But, you know, maybe on that first property, maybe it makes sense. I'm not saying one way or another, but I understand why you're doing it. And I think that's cool. Okay, so let's get into some of your questions here. Not sure if paying cash up front for a property was the best decision. That's not a bad thing. You know, I really think that it is a good thing, okay? And it's a good approach, okay? Some of the positives of paying cash up front. First off, you get a lot more cash every month in the mailbox. Well, nowadays we don't get our checks in the mailbox, but nonetheless, you're going to get more cash up front because you don't have a mortgage payment involved. You own the property outright, and more cash flow that can be applied to other things that you might have to do on that property. Who knows? Okay. Think of your property almost like a bank account, that first investment property that's accumulating interest. Now, it's not really accumulating interest, but I'm referring to equity there, that hopefully there is equity that's growing over time. And so your money is growing in value. You're already making money on your money. Okay. So there is like interest there, and that's what you get in the cash flow, right? So you've got that coming in. And then when you need it there, this is the beauty of the leverage thing, which we're going to talk about in just a second, is that you can do a cash out refi, and you can take that money and you can put it into another property or more properties. Okay. It's kind of like a rental property savings account to purchase another property or two or three. Okay. Sure, you'll have a mortgage in your cash flow when you have to buy, you know, that other property, and you'll be at that point from the cash out. I mean, the cash out refi will generate a mortgage that you will have to pay. But what you do with that cash can really give you an advantage. Okay. This is what I did with my first four properties, right? 2 years later, just the first three. The other one I just did a regular mortgage, but I did a cash out refi on three to get the money to buy a 22 unit in Indianapolis. And I got all the tax advantages of the new mortgages and all the other benefits that came with that. Plus I got the money to not only put my down payment on this 22 unit, but I was able to do repairs as well. So that's part of the beauty of leverage, which brings me to that next question of yours. Can't see how buying with leverage can benefit you. Well, leverage is something that is one of those little tricky areas. You know, all of a sudden we're increasing our loans. We got all these loans, but this is the stuff that Robert Kiyosaki calls good debt. Mortgages are good debt. The reason it's good is because one, it's tax deductible. Two, it's paying down your balance. It's also something that you're not paying. Your tenants are paying, okay? So it's a good kind of debt. And that's one of the key things is it does help you speed up your real estate portfolio growth process, and it just makes that go faster. Okay, so once you reach your goal, let's say your goal is to buy 5 houses. I think I talked about that for a second. You can start directing your cash flow and any funds that you have there toward paying down your mortgage, okay, until you retire, which can be great. But let's say, for example, okay, buy investment property using a bank loan. Let's say you're going to buy a property for $200,000 and it's 25% down, so you're going to put in $50,000 into that property, right? The bank finances the rest. What's great, okay, already we're seeing leverage here. You own a $200,000, well, the bank really owns it, but you can do anything you want to it. You can flip it, you can sell it, you can rent it, whatever. And so it's as if you own that $200,000 property, but you only paid $50,000 for it. Okay, so let's say you hold on to it for a couple of years and you decide to sell it for $250,000 and it sells for $250,000. Okay, you made 100% return on your investment. Okay, and that's not counting the cash flow you've already earned. You add that in there and it's going to go way over that. I mean, you're getting this great return, okay, on this small little investment of $50,000. Or take, for example, you invest that $50,000 in 5 houses, all priced at $40,000 each. Okay, 25% down, $10,000 per house. Now, I'm not putting closing costs here. I'm trying to keep it simple so we can understand it. Okay, but assuming the houses bring in $850 per month in income, okay, you're renting out, it's a little, you know, and these aren't. And all over the U.S., there's houses like this that are 40,000 3-bedroom homes that you can rent out probably around $850 a month. Now, granted, you're going to have a mortgage there, so that's going to reduce your income, and then they'll have what other expenses, property management or what have you. But you're still going to cash flow pretty well on this one, and I think it'll way surpass your $1,000 a month in extra income. As opposed to buying a $50,000 house and starting off that way, okay, you could take the same $50,000 and put $10,000 down on 5 houses. Boom, you already have your 5 houses. Boom. So now you've got the next 10 years or until you retire to pay down those mortgages so that you're not going to have anything to deduct from that, and you'll get close to or will actually achieve $800 per month per house, okay, for your monthly income and your retirement. I mean, that is really cool. For $50,000? Come on. Okay, so you can't do that in a lot of places. Okay, let's talk real quick. I know I'm kind of rambling here. Okay, another thing is the contractor husband. What a great thing that is. Man, you married right there. But anyway, no, I mean, this is really great. I mean, because you can buy properties close to home that other people might not even touch. Okay, and you may say, well, houses around us are too expensive or what have you. But if he's a contractor, he can go in and touch those properties. For example, I know one investor, all he does is buy what I call red flag properties. Those that have terms like foundation issues or require major mechanicals redo, or they're selling it as is. These are the terms that investors and other people run the other way. But a good contractor can go in there and really assess the problem and say, you know, this really isn't that big of a deal. But when you're negotiating to buy a house that has some of those issues, you know, they're going to deduct tens of thousands of dollars just to get rid of the house because they know that people are running the other way. But if your husband's a contractor, he could buy a house like that and maybe find out it only takes a few thousand dollars to fix a foundation issue. And boom, you just made instant equity on the close of escrow on that property. So there are some great advantages to that. Extra money to pay down the mortgages. Great idea. Sounds like a Dave Ramsey approach right there. just, you know, pay it down. If you can do it and structure it in such a way that you can pay it all down by the time you retire, you're just going to be flowing in cash flow. So that's really good. Do your math, work backwards, like I was telling you, and you will, you'll see some great stuff happening there. Let me see. Was there anything else I missed? Oh yeah. You did. You mentioned basically there also, simple explanation. Well, I tried. Okay. I don't know if it was simple or not, but, and resources mentioned Bigger Pockets, definitely a good one.
Hello, old dogs. I've always said that if you're going to buy investment properties, your first preference should be your own backyard. But if that's not possible, like me living here in Southern California, I recommend buying out of state. Well, guess what? We have a new sponsor here on the Old Dogs REI Network who makes that process a whole lot easier. I'm talking about a company called Roofstock. No, old dogs, I didn't say Woodstock, although I'm sure there's a few listening who are actually there, although you probably don't remember. Just kidding. Roofstock is the first online marketplace created exclusively for investing in single-family rental homes, with tenants already in place so you can start earning passive income right away. Created by investors for investors, Roofstock provides research, analytics, and insights to help you evaluate and purchase independently certified rental properties. Roofstock has put together a special offer just for old dog listeners who use the link roofstock.com/dog. If you sign up today, you'll save $350 when you close on your first rental property through Roofstock. That's right. Sign up today at roofstock.com/DAWG to save $350. Offer valid for a limited time only. Terms and conditions apply.
So let me try to go on to another of these others, and I'm going to do this like I'm just talking to somebody on the phone. I don't have any notes on this one. So first guy it's a 22-year-old guy from Toronto, graduated from college, wants to be a real estate investor. Good, got a business degree, okay, but he can't buy anything in Toronto and most of Canada, wherever he's looking, it says it's just too expensive. So he wants to venture out of country instead of out of state. He's looking to venture out of country and in the U.S. And I think you should do it. I think you should definitely do it. He's saying here, I would definitely need to syndicate a property. Not true. Okay. I'll tell you right up front, you know, you can buy smaller multis in the U.S. and it will not cost you that much. You can also do creative financing. Good friend, Joe Fairless, he bought, 168, 167 unit in Cincinnati. And he did it on a master lease, which is like a lease option, okay? And so, I mean, no investors required. So there are some great ways that you could do that. I would recommend that you do it. I don't know what the law is, you know, in Canada, investing outside. And but I know we have a lot of Canadian investors investing here, so I'm sure it's doable. Last one was a one from a guy named Raphael. And he was saying, appreciate the podcast. Thanks, Raphael. I don't know what to say now. Okay. So to offer training, I mean, do you offer training besides all the podcasts? I've been looking for training. The problem is resources at the moment. Some of the training is extremely expensive. There's an attorney whose fee is like $700 monthly, which I'm sure it's good, but outside of my ability. I would appreciate suggestions if your time allows. Maybe you know some old dogs that might want to help out. Thank you again for the podcast and all the show notes. Hey, you're welcome. And it's a pleasure to get your email. Thank you. Okay. I don't do coaching, training, even mentoring. You know, that's kind of what I do with the podcast and the blog articles, is try to mentor people that that can learn from those things. But I will let you know that I do know some good folks that do this, and I am going to be adding a link to my site where I'm going to put in the folks that I recommend, and I want to put the actual prices that they offer these at, so there's no surprises before you call them. They're not as much as $700 a month, but some of them are, you know, a little bit expensive. But you know, I'll list them because I know that these are good programs, and I'd be happy to refer you. So I can contact you offline and talk to you about that. Like I said, I don't do it, not because I don't want to. I love to share and teach. You know, at my age, I'll tell you, as an old dog here, I'm just doing all I can to get through this podcast every week. So anyway, I do appreciate the questions, everybody. And I hope that there has been some meat here that you can use. Everything I presented here, there are a lot of links there on the show notes. You got to go visit the show notes. I mean, there's also, you're going to find a lot of articles and other blogs and resources you can use on our website at olddogsreinetwork.com. cashflowiskking.com/blog. So until next time, remember, cash flow is king and real estate investing the means. Thanks again for listening, and may God bless.
Thank you very much for visiting the Old Dogs REI Network. We would greatly appreciate if you would stop by iTunes and let us know what you think of the show. We would love if you could subscribe to the podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review. The more ratings and reviews we receive, the more visible the podcast will be to others. Thank you.